Hello and welcome to the Zero to Finals podcast. My name is Tom, and in this episode, I'm going to be talking to you about erythema multiforme. And you can find written notes on this topic at zerotofinals.com/erythema multiforme or in the dermatology section of the Zero to Finals pediatrics book. So let's get straight into it. Erythema multiforme is an erythematous rash caused by a hypersensitivity reaction. The most common causes are viral infections and medications. It's also notably associated with the herpes simplex virus, causing cold sores, and with mycoplasma pneumonia. Let's talk about the presentation. Erythema multiforme produces a widespread, itchy, erythematous rash. It produces characteristic target lesions. Target lesions are red rings within larger red rings, with the darkest red ring at the circle, similar to a bullseye target. It does not usually affect the mucous membranes, but it can cause a sore mouth, which we call stomatitis. The symptoms tend to come on abruptly over a few days. It may be associated with other symptoms such as mild fever, stomatitis, muscle and joint aches, headaches, and general flu-like symptoms. Let's talk about management. The diagnosis is made clinically based on the appearance of the rash. It's important to identify the underlying cause. Where there is a clear underlying cause, for example, a recent cold sore or treatment with penicillin, the rash may be managed supportively. Where there is no clear underlying cause, it may be worth investigating further, for example, doing a chest x-ray to look for mycoplasma pneumonia. Most of the time, erythema multiforme is mild and resolves spontaneously within 1 to 4 weeks without any treatment or lasting effects. Cases may be recurrent, particularly when they're associated with recurrent cold sores. Severe cases may require admission to hospital, particularly where it affects the oral mucosa. Treatments used in severe cases include IV fluids, analgesia, and steroids, which may be systemic or topical. The use of systemic steroids is controversial. Antibiotics or antivirals may be used where infection is present. So thanks for listening to this episode on erythema multiforme. As always, a big thank you to Harry Watchman for perfectly editing the podcast. You can find written notes on all the podcast topics in the Zero to Finals books available on Amazon and full audiobook versions of the Zero to Finals books available on Audible. You can also find notes, videos, illustrations, and questions completely free on the Zero to Finals website at zerotofinals.com. And I hope you tune in for the next episode where we're going to talk about urticaria.